In an earlier broadcast, I said that I would do a Bible commentary or do quotations from a Bible commentary. However, as I'm looking through what I've written so far, it would take quite a bit of time to do all that. And plus, it would be better for me just to break it up and serve it to you in the course of devotionals. Cliff notes from my Bible commentary that I'm reading from can still be viewed at the Fuzzy Bread website. That's www.egroups.com/fuzzy-bread. But I will not be reading them here as I had planned. Well, anyways, now it is time for
Skeptic Corner!
Exodus 3, verses 16 to 18 say, "Go, gather the elders of Israel and say, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, saying..."
Yeah. Where's the ranting?
In place of the phrase, "the Lord God of your fathers," the Living Torah says, "Yahweh, YHWH, the God of your fathers."
Current versions of William Shakespeare's play say, "Alas, poor Yorick." But Beau Billy Bob's version of William Shakespeare's play says, "Alas, poor Yorick." Seriously, a lot of Bibles have different phrasings of different Bible passages. And the original, in Hebrew and Greek, is probably different than what we're reading, because the Bible we're looking at is an English translation. So there's going to be some slight differences. And with Jim Bob's rabbinical whatever he's reading from, as far as most of it goes, it's probably similar to the one we're reading with the NIV versions. And in this passage especially, there's not really any difference at all. I mean, we know that it's God the Lord speaking. I think the real thing to watch out for is when you're reading this, rephrased, New Israel, whatever the guy's using, there's probably a lot of drastic changes being done to the prophecies. But in segments like he just got done reading, the differences are not that big. And now, page 2 of Gatsy Smoke. "Like always, they followed the song with another tune, and finally a dance. But it was not going to be like other campfires. This was a special year, because every 10 moons they held a special matrimonial ceremony, and 10 moons had indeed passed from new to full. Another sachem of the tribe, Black Cat of Thunder, snatched the stick away from Black Arrow and surprised everyone by announcing that there was to be a courtship dance during this campfire. All the tribespeople who wished to be married had to join in this dance to make their wedding official. This was a very long dance, the elaborate routine that they had been taught since they were all children. It began as a different male Gatsy would call out their girlfriends from the audience and ask them to come forward, and they would all make a giant train across the arena. By the end of the ceremony, they were considered worthy and were blessed by the medicine man, Blazing Dark Phoenix, who gave each other special bracelets and were officially wedded. The tale-bearer and princess of the Gatsy, Princess Arrowroot, A squirrel sighed as she watched the lucky rabbits and squirrels tie the knot. One of these days, she hoped that she too would be asked to perform this dance. But right now, she was only a single squaw and the tribe's storyteller. Her tribal father, Black Rabbit of Twilight, turned to her and said,
"One day, my child, you too shall be honored by someone special, but you must choose carefully. You may love many, but you can only give your special piece of wampum to one person. A good Gatsby does not drink or use drugs. You must wait for the one who is right for you."
She sighed again.
"One of these days, Daddy."
"Do you have a story ready?"
he said.
"Oh, yes. I have it memorized, even the Korean parts."
"You always did have the best accents. Good luck."
After this dance came her story. Gatsby campfires always had a special storytelling time, and there was a very important story to continue. She was handed the tribal talking stick. She stood before the tribe, waving her feathered fan into the smoke of the campfire, and said,
"Braves, warriors, and honored women of this great tribe of Gatsby, I would like to have your attention, please. Many of you have waited eagerly for me to continue a great story from the history of our tribe, the story of Warrior Electronic Talking Box, Warrior Wall, tribespeople known better by their common names, Pudgy and Scott. I will continue this story now because many of you displayed patience, which I value, so hear now my story from this great tribe. Listen and listen well."
Well, it looks like you're going to have to display some patience yourself, because this concludes the second page of Gatsby Smoke. Tune in next time for the rest of the book. This also concludes our program.
If you'd like to get in contact with Actree, you may email him at actree@yahoo.com. That is the letter akktri@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egrix.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.